clean. We cannot make ourselves pure. We looked at the ceremonial concepts of this in the Old Testament law, ceremonial cleansing to show what was going on. But remember, the whole concept of being cleansed before God is pre-law. This is not a law thing. This is an issue between your relationship with God. We have to be clean in relationship with God. So cleansing is a purity. And it just goes all the way back to prehistoric times, and we spent a lot of time in a lot of passages in that respect. So we'll just move on from there. We looked at Leviticus. We looked at the Greek words in dealing with the cleansing. Now, we pick up where we left off right here, and because this takes us up to where we left off in the Leviticus, the cleansing of the lepers, what we saw 6 weeks ago, Leviticus 14:19, the sin offering and the burnt offering. And we spent this time here. People, you know, there are certain things that God plays over and over and over and over. For an example, the two sandings, the sanding of the Son, the sanding of the Spirit. He plays that over and over through history. We have the sanding of Moses and then the sanding of Joshua. We have the sanding of Elijah and then the sanding of Elisha. We have so many illustrations all through the Bible. God just showing you over and over and over. That's just one of them. Here's another one, cleansing. It's just everywhere that you can look at now how important it is, and even our own bodies. And I was thinking about the analogy of the blood and thinking about another way of looking, that God just got it going everywhere. He's got it in nature. He's got it